Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, March 18th, 2007. And we were talking to Gene right before we went into that last break, and he was talking about a lawful sheriff's association. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, sir. This case was recently brought to my attention again by Charles Bruce Stewart, who is an excellent researcher on the law. And he has an email list if anybody wants to get in contact with him. He does a conference call, I think, on Wednesday nights as well. It's an idea that we've been talking about. What happened in Wyoming in Big Horn County was there was a raid by the INS, the Immigration Services, and they enlisted the help of the local sheriff, and they were trying to arrest a family that was supposed to be illegal aliens. Well, what happened was you know, the people were asleep in their beds, and they were arrested and taken in, but as it turned out, they were U.S. citizens, and the INS didn't even have a warrant. And so I think the family's name was, they were Hispanics, they were like Cardenza or something like that. Well, they sued the INS and the sheriff in federal court and could have won a good sum of money, but instead they decided that they didn't want this to happen to anyone else. So they made a deal with the Justice Department. They put some pressure on them to, well, actually agree that the sheriff of that county would write a policy such that the federal agents could no longer do operations in that county without first getting permission from the sheriff, at least contacting the sheriff and letting him know what's going on. Now, I don't know all the details, but it needs to be researched. And it's an important case. It was settled basically out of court by private agreement, and the Justice Department did sign it. But what this basically proves in federal court that the sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer in the county, the way I look at it, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So we need to be decentralized, and each, you know, everybody that likes this idea needs to get active in their own county and either put pressure on your sheriff. You can contact the Montana Shooters Association, contact their website. They have a video to help educate your sheriff, but it might be better just to go ahead and support people, you know, in your county to run for sheriff. And this is similar to the Liberty District idea that's put forward by Chuck Geschleiter, where, say, you run a number of libertarians to take over a town council or something like that. But I think this is even better than the Free State Project. You get to your sheriff, and that way you get your local control, and it seems like it's a little bit easier to do.
Well, that's right, Gene. I mean, I'm in favor of having a whole slate, an entire slate of good candidates for every office, and sheriff being a very prominent one to try to work towards, whether hopefully you can wake up the current sheriff that you have in your county. But if you can't, let's get a good sheriff elected. So, I mean, either way, let's get a sheriff that'll do the right job, that'll do the job that he needs to do, either way.
So, you know, we want sheriffs that won't allow the IRS to foreclose, do tax foreclosures and garnishments on people's wages. We want sheriffs that won't buckle under to eminent domain. You know, basically, we have a whole education process to do, and also there is a another man that's very well learned in the law that I do highly recommend, and he goes by Eric Huru, and I would search on Google and get to his audio files, and you will learn a lot about what's going on.
So how do you spell that last name?
Well, he doesn't have a name because he doesn't have an owner, but he goes by Eric Huru, W-H-O-R-U, five letters. And another way to reach his audio files is go to hehasmore.org. About midway on the page, there's a link that goes to the conference calls. What I recommend is go to the conference call site, then click on Special Archive, and then go to the Pastor Massad interview, and that's where he beats the IRS in tax court.
Okay.
The best
well,
introduction.
Well, Gene, hang on through this break. I want you to talk about that sheriff back in Montana once again before we cut off. And we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Manny back there in the producer's booth, working hard behind that hot board there, flipping switches and taking phone calls. And we're talking with Gene on the phone right now, talking about having a sheriff in your county that actually believes in the Constitution. And Gene, what was that name of the first sheriff that you mentioned at the very beginning of your call?
Sheriff Mattis, M-A-T-T-I-S, I believe it is. Now, he was the sheriff at the time of the illegal raid, but he, I think, worked for the sheriff's department, and he was put in charge of developing the policy. And then once that was developed, he actually ran for sheriff and was elected for these two terms. And also, I think, you know, gun owners that just on, they had a commercial. They Richard Mack did a he's the Bradyville sheriff. He did an article on this very thing, and it's also up on gunowners.org on their website. And there's a number of websites. But Montana state legislature also wrote a bill promoting such a thing that the federal agents would have to go through the sheriff departments in their whole state. So that's another project that we could work on.
Right. Well, Montana seems to be at the forefront of many issues. For example, Montana also has filed legislation against the Real ID Act.
Right.
So that's and that's one thing we have going on here in Texas. We do have a resolution that's been proffered up against the Real ID Act, but we also have two bills that help implement the Real ID Act. So we've got to defeat two and then hope to get the resolution passed. And I don't know if we'll be able to do that here or not, but I know many states are fighting back on the Real ID Act issue, and Montana is one of them, so that's heartening to hear.
That's excellent, and you know, that's another thing that your sheriff could be against, you know. So
absolutely, and you know, people are going to hear what the sheriff had to say. I mean, they can get in the press and, you know, call a press conference or just communicate with the press on a regular basis, and the mainstream press is going to report what the sheriff says in many cases.
Right.
So that's another way to get the mainstream press on board. That's another thing that's happening here locally in Austin, is that we are out here doing what we do, and so the press, it's hard for them to avoid not talking about our activities because we're active and we're making things happen, and they do try to avoid to some degree. Well, for example, right now, one of the things that's going on is almost on a daily basis, the press will have a story about how that supposedly that we don't have money for roads, and that's why we need the toll roads. And almost on a daily basis, they'll have a propaganda piece talking about that that we're broke and we don't have money for roads. So they are an activist media, and that's one thing that we do on this show, is we are here to counter the activist media that's out there, and we are here to counter the decades-long call to action that the mainstream media has had, and that is just don't do anything, watch TV, watch football, drink beer, order pizza, and occasionally maybe on first Tuesday in November, get out there and vote, and let that be the extent of your activity. So, go ahead.
But we've got a solution against the toll roads, and we got a solution against the national sales tax. We got a lot of solutions on the Eric Kuru's conference call.
Great.
We can fix the Fed and axe the tax. We can do away with all taxation, period. That's one reason why I don't believe in the U.S. Constitution, because within the U.S. Constitution, it allows for taxation. And taxation is, as Eric says, nothing other than armed robbery, pure and simple. And so, in other words, if the government took back control of the Federal Reserve Bank, all the interest could go to pay the government at the federal, state, and local levels, because right now there's six times as much interest being collected as there is in taxes, according to Eric's calculations. So what that means is we don't need toll roads, we don't need federal income tax, we don't need property tax, we don't need sales tax. All you got to do is, if you borrow money, the interest goes to fund the government. How's that sound?
Well, that could very well be a possibility. I'll have to check out his website and see what's going on there. I don't know if you heard the show last week, but I had Walter Burian on talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports. Have you ever looked at that?
Yes, sir, and that was an excellent interview. He really shone on that one. My ex-wife was an internal auditor for one of the local cities, and she didn't agree with everything he said, but last week he really nailed it good. So that I call my ex-wife. That was very good interview. And you know, like, okay, what he said was companies like what Microsoft is owned 80% by what was it, Composite Federal Investment Funds,
right, via all these different CAFRs from all over the country, county, city, state, etc., that the cumulative ownership in many of these stocks is as high as 80-90%. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he stated. And on top of that, since they've got all this money to be invested, that they've helped create the offshoring that's been going on. They've helped create the massive relocation of industry outside of the United States into other countries, because they, in fact, are able to keep these CAFRs building up that way via stock investments.
Right. And see, now we're losing our freedom of speech at the workplace. You work for a corporation, and you can't really talk political stuff, otherwise you get canned, you know. So that's one thing that, you know, in the early days, like Emma Goldman, you know, she was labeled a communist, but actually these people were working in co-ops, retaining all their God-given rights, working in a cooperative, and they called it a commune. But, you know, that's not bad. That's good. You know, it's when the big guys get control of these communes that take control of everything. That's what I would say would be a bad thing.
Well, Gene, I sure appreciate your call. And that Sheriff's Association idea, the lawful sheriffs, is definitely a project that's worthy of being done, that people just need to get a sheriff that's on board with what's going on in their communities and keep and make sure that they take that position as being the number one authority there as far as the law goes in their county.
Yes, sir. It's it's too big for one man to do, so I'm just going to call in occasionally different talk shows.
That's it. Well, we each do what we can. And I've heard of this idea proffered before, and that's a great one. Well, Gene, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Well, folks, there you go. That's like I said, there's so many things that we can be doing. And in the process of being out there waking everybody up, start waking up the people that are out there that are politically active. Wake up some of those folks, because if they're out there and they're politically active already, and maybe they're in the box, maybe they don't know about 9/11, maybe they don't know about a lot of the different things that are going on, and give them a DVD or a little book or some kind of information about what's going on, and wake them up, because it's incredible what can happen when these people that are politically active do what they do. For instance, in the campaign that I worked on back in 2006, we challenged Mike Cruzy, the representative here at the state level for District 52 in the southern part of Williamson County, and we worked pretty hard, but it was only a 9-week-long campaign. But one of the ladies and her ladies that was working with us, her name is Susan, and she's in a little town called Copeland, Texas. And evidently, she'd never really even been politically active, but she'd always been friendly with all her neighbors, and she knew all these people in her neighborhood and in the town of Copeland. And she went out there and worked and worked and worked and went out and flyered the community and talked to her neighbors and got other people involved in her neighborhood. And in that one precinct, we pulled 70% of the vote. We actually won that little town of Copeland. So that's what happens when you can get the right person in a precinct on board with what you're doing. So if you can learn what's going on in your neighborhood at the precinct level and get involved with some of those people that are at the precinct level, and I'd get involved, you know, I mean, I just do it on both sides, get involved with the Republican and Democrat side to work to waken them both up on both sides. So, okay, we've got another caller here. We've got Jay from New Jersey on line 4. Hello, Jay.
Hello. First of all, I have to say, having Walter Berrien on, I missed last week's show. That's kudos to you. I mean, he's just amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, we barely got to scratch the surface. He was only on for 45 minutes, but, you know, Walter, he could do 2 hours just so easy.
Get him back for 2 hours. It's worth it.
Yeah, we will. We'll do that.
He's amazing. One thing I wanted to mention, and unfortunately I do not have the site in front of me, there's a couple gentlemen that went to the Pentagon and did a lot of interviews with people at the Pentagon. Are you aware of that?
With
the flyovers and I'll drop you an email. It'll come across. It just seemed to be coming out in the last couple of days. But okay. They had the flight paths all wrong. Just one of those things that you hear about and you thought you've heard it all.
Are you talking about 9/11 that this is going on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have my email?
I'm sure it's on your site.
Okay. Well, I don't really have a formal website set up yet, If you just email me at richard@restoringtherepublic.com. Richard@restoringtherepublic.com, and you can send me an email on that, and I'd be glad to see what's going on there with you say they're talking about the difference in the flight patterns that were officially reported?
They interviewed people at the gas station right across the street, and about eight people, five people are shown in the interviews that they showed. They have the flight plan. The witnesses that saw the plane go by, it was not in the flight plan that is in the official report. Not the flight plan, but the path. It's off to the other side. It could not have hit the light poles that they say it hit because it just wasn't there. And some of these people were cops. Some of these people were gas stations attendants. They interviewed everybody individually, and they're all dead sure. Oh, the plane went right over here, right off my shoulder, right over that way, which is totally different than everything that they've ever announced. And these people have never been interviewed.
Well, but I know that there was a pilot on recently that was talking about the potential black box path or the flight path of that flight that was supposedly hit the Pentagon, that the telemetry was saying that it was too high, that it would have been over the Pentagon.
You know, that might have actually happened. What if the plane that went by went over it?
All right, well, Jay, hold on through this break, We'll be right back in about 3 minutes and follow up on this. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And we're on the phone with Jay, and he's talking about the more information about 911. Hello, Jay.
Hello. Most of that will come out and be analyzed in the next couple of days. That's going to be I'm sure that's something everybody will be talking about shortly. You know, people that know more about it than me. But I would look for it.
Okay. Well, like I say, just email me with the information you get on that, and we'll be watching for that.
We'll do. This is another quick item. I just got a delivery of a bunch of freeze-dried food, and you want to talk about some instant peace of mind, knowing that that's sitting there? It's something to have, you know. I've been playing all weekend on different combinations of things I could do with it.
Right. So you're comforted in knowing that at least you've got something stored away in case
I've been putting it off myself. And can I say where I got it? Because he's a great guy. I mean, I'm not connected with him or anything.
Go ahead.
The freeze-dried guy. You know, a lot of people know his name. If you poke around on his site and get his, you'll find some very good values. There's fewer all the time because he's basically being sold out. So.
Right. Well, this last thing with the honeybees, that's very concerning.
That was the day I ordered. As soon as I heard about that, I put my order in. I did not delay.
Right.
That's that's serious.
It is. It is serious. I mean, the pollinators, I tell you what, if there are folks out there that don't believe in intelligent design, when you consider the intricacy of this ecosystem that we live in and how we've got to have the pollinators to make sure that life is on this earth and functions, that's just, you know, so many pieces in this puzzle that make life happen. It's amazing.
What's scary is I haven't read anything that they've actually found the bees. The bees just tend to disappear. They leave the hive, they go away, and nobody knows where they go.
That's right. They do leave, and they don't know if they get disoriented or ill or exactly what happens. However, the first report I did
hear... seems to be missing, too. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, the first report I heard on that was during an interview on a Coast to Coast program at night, and it was Linda Moulton Howe that was reporting on it, and there was a caller during that show that said that he was involved in the business of street sweeping, and that there were a couple of occasions that when they were sweeping up streets that they would just get these big masses of bees that they would sweep up off the streets. So I guess they just could just be dying just anywhere, and sometimes they just happen to die on or near a street where they can be swept up. But my guess is that they're just dying out everywhere.
It's here in New Jersey, we have a lot of bumblebees now. All our normal small bees that we always had, they're just gone. They haven't been around for a while. So the honeybee leaving too, that makes sense. You know, it seems to be, you know, I'm more suspicious of it, something up above, like something magnetic maybe throwing their bearings off.
Well, I think, you know, I'm glad you brought this up because it's something I meant to mention when I was talking about the honeybee story, and that's that we need to look at everything, and this may be finally an opportunity to look at the GMO aspect. We've got to look at the pesticide aspect. We've got to look
at the chemtrail aspect.
The chemtrail aspect, exactly, and we might finally have some way to start getting the word out to these legislators that, hey, look, we've known about this chemtrail issue. It's a real issue. Now we've got this situation with the honeybees and also the amphibians. That I've been hearing about this for years, about amphibians having problems.
I haven't seen a frog in years.
Right.
They have frogs every year, everywhere.
Right, and they say amphibians are similar to the canary in the coal mine, that amphibians are a very fragile form of life that are very susceptible to environmental issues. And so that these amphibians are, like I said, a canary in a coal mine, another way to watch what's going on that ultimately could come down and affect us.
Well, in closing, I'd just like to say with the chemtrail issue, we're spending billions on this. It'd be nice to have a clue why. You know, besides we're breathing it, it's bad. We know what's in it. It's not good. You know, why are we spending billions on this? That seems to be a very logical question that nobody even wants to touch.
Right. Well, I know it gets talked about on programs like this, and that
it
is an excellent question,
but
like I say, this may be finally, with this honeybee situation, it might be finally a way to kind of grapple with this issue and bring it up to where it's talked about in mainstream media or talked about at state capitals where it needs to be talked about. And definitely, they are keen to environmental issues on a lot of situations, so it's just a matter of now that with this honeybee issue, we may be able to have something we can actually kind of hang our hat on and be able to get down to the bottom of it. So I think this may give us some hope in that area.
I hope so, because whatever answer they actually come up with on chemtrails, I mean, I've been waiting to hear this. So.
Well, absolutely. I think one of the reasons it's been kind of nebulous and hard to really track down is that there's a good possibility a lot of these pilots that are implementing these chemtrails are actually maybe foreign pilots. And that's why you don't have the whistleblowers and the leakers that you would normally have in some type of project like that. Or there's no telling how they've been compartmentalized either. They might be American pilots, but just be so compartmentalized and told they're on certain kind of a top secret mission that they can't talk about. So, well, Jay, you got anything else? Any other questions to add?
I'll leave you with that. Thank you much.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Jay. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. Okay. Well, like I say, folks, one of the things also about the show that I like to talk about is trying to get people to network together. A lot of times it's hard to get in touch with people if you don't have the luxury of having low-power FMs to put out local announcements. But you know what? There are websites out there to help that happen, like LoneLantern.org, Gary Franchi's website, LoneLantern.org, and MeetUp.com. Okay, we're about to go into a break. My name is Richard Reeves. I'm your host. on the program called Restoring the Republic on rbnlive.com. Be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're on live. If you'd like to call in at 1-800-313-9443, that is 1-800-313-9443. There's a few other stories I'd like to try to squeeze in before we get to the end of the program, and one of them is on this issue of the illegal invasion that we've had going on for such a long time. Is I remember recently watching, I guess about a year ago, watching the DVD set called Liberty or Sustainable Development, and there was a lot of great information in that video set, DVD set, Liberty or Sustainable Development, a lot of great information, and one of the nuggets of information that was in there that I kind of knew already, but it really reinforced it and drove it home in my head, was that most small and medium-sized businesses, most mom-and-pop businesses originally start when people own some property, and what they do is they put up their property as collateral, and they're able to take out a loan to finance a small business. And that's what makes small and medium business happen in the United States. We know that that's really the heart and soul of business in the United States at the middle income and upper middle income levels is you've got so many people that are entrepreneurial and take the bull by the horns and have their own business, and they end up employing a few folks. And so that's really one of the greatest and biggest sources of jobs in the country, is people being able to convert their real estate, put it up for collateral, or get a loan against it. I know most of us would like to stay away from loans, and we will and we do. But on the other hand, at least it does give some economic opportunities. And being able to own property outright and do things like that with it is very important. And that's one of the solutions to the illegal invasion, is that Mexico really needs a property rights revolution in Mexico. And we should do whatever we can through our Congress people, et cetera, to help try to get the Mexican government to let's make sure that people in other countries have property rights so they can stay there and develop and get their countries going and have some economies and be able to have some wealth and create businesses and be able to stay where they're located and have a successful life and be able to live there and not leave their families and come up here to the United States, where they break apart their families and abandon their families. And in many cases, they struggle to live up here as well, because they're treated like slaves up here. So it's really a key thing, is to have property rights revolution down in Mexico. And I think this is an idea that's starting to catch on, because one thing that reminded me of is that I found a story here on the net today, I believe it was, on the Quorum Report by Duggan Flanagan. And he was writing the story about how they need to have property rights down there. So it's, for example, Mexico has about five times the population of Texas, but Mexico's gross domestic product is only about 80% of what Texans generate. So there's a population five times greater than Texas, but only has a domestic product of 80%. So that's a huge disparity. And it also said in the article that last year China pushed Mexico aside as the number two U.S. trading partner, which Canada is still the number one trading partner for the United States, but now China's number two. And in northern Texas, China took Mexico's place at the top of the trading pyramid. And the Dallas Morning News noted that Mexico has lost nearly half of its maquiladora workers since 2001. And as you know, that most of these factories, maquiladoras, that have moved down there were part of the industrial devolution of the United States. So a lot of that industry that has originally had left United States and gone to Mexico, it in fact has even gone even to the lowest common denominator, and that would be China. It's the race to the bottom. Okay, we've got Gary on line two from Tennessee that's just called in. Hello, Gary.
How you doing?
All right, how are you? Good to hear you again.
Well, I'm just sitting there listening to the program, and you got into one of my favorite topics, survival. And I've been living in a full-blown, hardcore survival mode for about 5 years now, which I think a lot of other people are going to be going through here pretty soon. And I set up a second mailbox, and I'll give the email address out. I strictly want to discuss only survival items. I don't want to get into politics and religion and all this other stuff. That's personal, and I keep that to myself.
Wow, so you're just into hardcore survivalism.
Hardcore survival issues.
Right.
I've got a degree in electrical engineering, and surprising how much of the engineering knowledge that I learned in college that I have applied to my survival thing. And I carry my water in. I've got a drop cord I use around my refrigerator, and we're talking about hardcore here now.
That's right. Where do you carry your water in from?
The neighbor.
The neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's his source of water?
His source of water is a well pump.
Okay, so you got access to a well then?
I have access to a well, but at 65, it's an effort to take 2 5-gallon jerry cans, fill them full of water, and carry them 100 yards.
Well, at least that's a good exercise program, right?
Well, I guess, but it's tough sometimes. I'm going to give this web address out. I've got a 16-page, it don't cost nothing, it's free, survival checklist I put together that I keep adding to. And
so you've got that on the web?
Putting more. No, I don't do websites and all that stuff. I'm just going to give out the email address, and they can send me an email, and I'll email them back an attachment.
Go ahead. Go ahead and put that email
address. An attachment with this 16-page list on it. And I will also give them a telephone number that they can, if they will put their telephone number on, I will get in touch with them, because I'm an RBN junkie, and I'm on the Internet. I've only got one phone line run down here in the woods, and I'm either on the net or I'm on the phone.
Right.
I'm mostly on the net. It's Graybeard, numeric 42, at bellsouth.net, and I spell Graybeard with an E, so it's G-R-E-Y. B-E-A-R-D, numeric 42, at bellsouth.net.
Okay.
And I'm not selling any CDs or anything. I've just got a hell of a lot of information I've accrued in the last 5 years doing what I've been doing.
Okay.
And there isn't a question I can't answer on survival.
Well, one of your most favorite shows must be the John Moore Show, I would guess.
He's good. There's no doubt about it. I wish I had his military training, but I'm a pretty good shot.
There you go. Well, it definitely at the very least need the shooting skills to be doing some hunting.
It ticks my neighbor off because it takes me out. I haven't fired a rifle in 15, 20 years. I went out and shot with him. He was mad because I was shooting right along with him, and he's a damn good shot. And he had his telescope set up for his eyesight, and my eyesight totally different. So I was shooting through a fuzzy scope, if you will, and I was laying him right in there.
Well, there you go.
And
that's good.
It upset him. Anyway, if they want to send me an email, I'll send out the thing. And,
okay. Well, I do have one suggestion for you as far as getting that on the web. You can go to blogger.com.
Yeah.
If you go to blogger.com, they've got a real simple way to put it on a blog.
Yeah.
And you can have it on the web that way through a blog. And basically the good thing about that is people can run across that just by accident and see what your information is all about there through your blog. But it's pretty easy. It's if you're doing email, if you're doing email on the computer, the setting up through Blogger is not hardly any harder than doing an email. Basically, it's that simple. It really is.
eblogger.com?
It's just blogger.com.
Well, blogger.com, www.
Yeah.
I might do that. I'm sure that there's a lot of questions that people have that don't know how to do it. My system is like a multi-layered onion, and I could go to a high-rise apartment building in Chicago or any big city and do it a little bit differently, or I can go out here in the woods. It doesn't make any difference. I've done it in the back of a van. I've lived in those storage buildings you rent for the month, and I've done it all.
So you're ready.
I'm more than ready. I'm just getting older and it's getting harder. It's
well, I know in Tennessee, you're in the hill country, the mountains there?
Well, no, not really. I'm in western Tennessee.
Okay, it's flatter
there.
It's
hilly.
Right.
But we still got, you know, a lot of woods and stuff around here. In fact, I got almost 1,000 acres of, I think there's only 3 houses on this road, so.
Well, and it wouldn't be that far to go west once you get, east. Once you get east of Nashville, you get quite a bit of hill country there. And I think just being in the hill country helps with water sources and food sources and things like that.
We got wild turkey. We got deer. We got rabbits and squirrel. And all kinds of game animals. Well, I can look out my back door and see that. I don't even have to go to the woods to hunt.
There you go.
I can just pop them out the back door.
So you're in a good spot. I know I'm down here in South Austin, basically in the city. And
yeah, well, I feel sorry for them people in the city because I've noticed that the big cities have all got these internet rings around them, bypass, if you will. And I've seen an awful lot of. I towed travel trailers around the country for about 14 months. Did 214,000 miles in 14 months, and delivering travel trailers. So I have seen the United States from one end to the other. And I didn't like a lot of these concrete barricades they've got up along the interstate. They could seal off one of these big cities in about probably 6 hours.
Well, that is one thing I've noticed is that whereas you used to have the median in between the lanes of the interstate, you know, you just had that median where you could go across it just through the grass or whatever. But now, more and more, what I do notice is that they are putting these either concrete barricades, like you said, or they'll put up guardrails, or they'll put up a strand of, I guess, cable that's hooked on to several different, you know, to some link to posts.
You're in one of them big cities. That's going to be interesting. You know, I think when the Blue Helmets meet the street gangs, I think they're going to have their hands full. And it's going to get real interesting here real soon. But I don't drive anymore because I won't take one of these new national ID driver's licenses. And
do you know if Tennessee's taking any action on that issue at all?
I haven't been able to get into that. I've been kind of busy trying to get my place, you know.
Doing your preparedness.
Trying to get prepared. I've been, my toilet's a 5-gallon plastic bucket, and I'm not real fat. I'm pretty thin, and the first time I did that, my eyes flew open, but I'm getting used to that now.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's why I like to try to work on, let's see if we can restore the Republic, so hopefully we don't have to quite be
that
level of survival mode like Gary is.
That's a very, very important part of all of this, because when they pull the plug on this thing, the more important people there are, the less likely they will pull the plug, and when they do, they're going to have their hands full.
Right. That's the whole thing, is that I think this last election that we had in November 2006 was part of what, to me, was evidence that they're worried about the people waking up. I think that's why they basically threw us a bone and let the so-called Democrats win at the federal level in the House and the Senate.
It's just because, one party.
Yeah.
Left and right wings are the same breed of a bird of prey, and it's flying from point A to point B. It might be a different path, but the destination is the same. That's the way I look at it. But
right. For the most part, that's absolutely right, although I think that we do have opportunities to change that. But they do, like you said, they are both the different wings, each of the other wing of the same bird of prey. But nonetheless, I think they are concerned about waking people up. If they shut everything down, that they know everybody's going to come out and they're not going to be happy. And
it's a gut feeling, but I am convinced that RBN, John has done a marvelous job on this network. He's put together the biggest and the best in the shortest amount of time. I know it's like his baby, and they've been giving him a hard time, but I still think that the opposition that's causing him this trouble's got some black money behind it. That's just my opinion, and I bet you I'm probably right, but we'll see.
Well,
anyway, anybody that's got a question about survival or wants to get started, they look the list over, and, of course, that'll probably bring up 100 questions. It's just an outline list. It's 16 pages long.
Okay.
And it's free. Don't cost nothing. And
well, Gary, I appreciate your call, and we got that email. It's graybeard42@bellsouth.net.
That's right. I don't want to do nothing but survival stuff on it.
Right.
I don't want to get into politics and religion or nothing else.
Okay.
All right, Gary, thank you.
Thank you for your
call. You got a great program, and I enjoy listening to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you're out there listening. Thank you. Okay. Well, folks, there was some other stories I want to hit before the end of the show, so we probably won't take any more calls because I want to work them in. And one of the big stories that needed to be covered a little bit more today that I haven't been able to get to yet, but it's the story about the U.S. attorneys, that there's been either 7 or 8 U.S. attorneys that have been fired by Alberto Gonzalez. Who knows if this story really has legs or not? I think it may have legs because I think that when they've fired some of these U.S. attorneys, who many of them, the way they get to be a U.S. attorney is through the senators. The senators of the individual states are the ones that make the recommendations for the U.S. attorneys. So these senators that are involved with these 7 U.S. attorneys and others have something at stake here. They have friendships and business relationships involved. So this is goring their ox. So they may really take charge on this issue. And in fact, I think we're going to see hearings, and I think it's going to be brought to bear on these folks. So you're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll talk more about this U.S. attorney issue when we come back. And I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We'll be right back after this break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. This is our last segment, And I want to thank everybody for listening. I know that I got a call back last Monday from Walter Burian after he'd been on the program, and I know that there's a lot of y'all out there because he said he had quite a few emails after the show. So I appreciate y'all listening. And I know some folks think that there's no way to restore the Republic, but I think there's others that we're out there working hard to try to stop some of these systems and operations from coming down upon us, like the National ID Card, the Real ID Act, Animal RFID, these Trans-Texas Corridor issues, North American Union, etc. And I think there's a lot we can do to coalesce our movement and gain a lot of synergy by doing these things, because it gives us opportunities to wake up more people and to encounter and meet people that we normally wouldn't by being involved at these levels. So I think it's worthwhile just from that aspect alone, as it is part of the awakening process that we can be involved in to at least bring more people and bring them in and get them aware about what's going on. Okay, back to this issue about the U.S. attorneys. The show's almost over, so I want to cover some of what's going on with that. But this thing may actually have some legs. It may actually be a catalyst event or a catalyzing event where perhaps, you know, they've stepped on some toes here with these U.S. attorneys, and they've stepped on toes with the Senate. And you've got bipartisan people both on the Republican and Democrat side, and we know many of them are corrupted. But on the other hand, sometimes they do the right thing. Sometimes they do the right thing, and hopefully we can get them to do the right thing more often. So hopefully they haven't done their jobs on 9/11. We know that they've failed miserably at that. But you know what? With these U.S. attorneys, this may be the thing that just provokes them to finally get brave enough to actually do something about the 9/11 issue and actually pursue it and get a grand jury going and get some indictments going, get some things going about 9/11 and many other things. And the fact that some U.S. attorneys have been fired just wholesale, we've had 7 or 8 firings by Alberto Gonzalez at the behest of, evidently right now they've tracked it down basically to Karl Rove within the White House and Harriet Myers from the White House as well. So they've traced it down that they're involved as well in this firing of the U.S. attorneys. And in fact, Gonzalez initially said that the White House initially that they had nothing to do with it. Then it was proven later that they that one of the staff members in Gonzalez's office provided some emails showing that indeed the White House was involved. So I would suggest, folks, if you would kind of keep an eye on this story, because I think this could be, this could blossom out to be a lot bigger story. I know the Democrats are out there like pit bulls on this story. And so, you know, they can maybe fire it up and get it all stoked up into a big fire to where maybe we can get some real action from the judicial side on maybe trying to get some justice on 9/11. And I think that this, like I say, it could be an event that acts as a catalyst that some U.S. attorneys or other prosecutors, because let's face it, folks, that these prosecuting attorneys, whether they're at the federal level, state level, etc., it's a brotherhood and a kinship amongst them, and they've seen 7 of their friends just unceremoniously be dumped for some of the investigations and work they were doing, which that's probably all going to come out in the wash as well, is because just exactly what, for example, the one in California, the U.S. Attorney Lamb, there's some real interest as to exactly what she was doing, what she was working on investigating. So this story may have some legs. Hopefully it does. And hopefully, I know we had Deborah Stevens on about 2 weeks ago talking about grand jury issues and trying to get some grand jury and presentments fired up to attack the White House and the executive branch on their 9/11 activities. And this gives us an opportunity to maybe leverage that and lever in and have a handle to grasp it by to, in fact, start having and seeing some justice, or at least an opportunity for some justice on this issue of 9/11. All right, folks, that wraps up for the show. I appreciate everybody out there listening. I appreciate everybody out there working hard. Don't forget to go to CorridorWatch.org here in Texas and beyond and email these holdouts that are holding out on these bills to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. That's CorridorWatch.org. Once again, you're listening to Restoring the Republic, and my name is Richard Reeves. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.